Well, let's go and have a chat with Bjorn Baker. He's got Louboutin lining up in the Kembla Grange Classic this afternoon over the mile. Morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, Andrew.
Two runs back, and they've been in very competitive races on rain-affected tracks. How's the filly cope with that, Bjorn?
Yeah, she's really well. She's a horse that I guess the one time out over a little bit further, up to 1550, she won really well at Canterbury. She's third up, and she still had a bit of residual fitness. It's a pretty wet track at Kembla today, and she is rock-hard fit. She's been in two very good races, both Group 2s, and only just nutted for fourth, so... even though there's a few promising ones coming up, it's probably a step back in grade. So hopefully we can get that elusive black type for her.
I know that Canterbury 1550, it was obviously a lesser grade than today, but she was able to lead that day. I mean, it'll be interesting to see where Glenn Schofield gets from this kind draw today, the inside.
Yeah, and I guess Glenn has got a pretty good feel for her the last couple of races. She has got natural speed, so we'll leave it to Glenn. I guess it'll be interesting by that time of the day. We'll get some idea how the track's playing. And he's riding pretty well at the moment, Glenn, so that gives you some confidence.
Yeah, the main thing is, I guess, off-running on that heavy track last time, she's coped with that and she's in good shape for today.
Most definitely.
Okay, that's good news. What about the rest of the weekend, mate? We're looking forward to seeing the colours. How does it all come in?
Well, I guess we've got Your Way in the first at Rose Hill tomorrow. She can't do too much wrong, so I'm looking forward to her. And I've just got a couple up in Queensland, actually, Shock Alert and the three-year-old Staying Race. He's coming off a good maiden win. I think the 2,000 metres should suit him. And Night Voyage, he's somewhat of a hope he'll get back and run on. So overall, a pretty quiet weekend. You don't want to be quiet at this time of the year, but it's the way the cookie crumbles.
Just the way it's gone. Mate, Your Way can't be going any better.
No, she can't. And she's a winner, and she's tough, and she'll put herself in the race again tomorrow. And it's nice having a horse like that in the stable. You know, she's always going to put her best foot forward. And she's got a pretty good record, 7 of 9, and... not many do that.
No, exactly. And how did Music Magnate come through the real wet track last Saturday?
He came through really well. We'll have a good look at the Galaxy for him possibly next week. And I guess that's back in trip. We've got Jason Collett booked for him. But I just don't think he had too much go his way the other day. Drawn on the inside, that probably played against him, and it was a really heavy track, so he may not be as comfortable as we thought he may be, or we're hoping he may be.
Well, let's hope the tracks can pick up a little bit over the next week and we can see him next week. Mate, good luck today with Louboutin down at Kembla Grange and Your Way tomorrow in that first race at Rose Hill. It might just give punters a real good kickstart tomorrow.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Bjorn. Bjorn Baker joining us with Louboutin lining up in the Kembla Grange Classic.